Welcome to High Energy Listening. This is Sarah Ruth Blake.
Eric Risk.
Max Yama. This is like our tone is very all business.
It's all business.
This is our business podcast.
Welcome to our all business. In case Sarah may have said it's a comedic podcast, it's actually a business podcast.
It's all business podcast.
It's all business.
Oh, actually, also.
We'd love to talk to you about growing your business.
Growing your business. What is it?
Minding your own business.
Not what we're going to
Not minding your own business. Speaking of business.
Is this in the way?
When we
you
do,
just moved
it's in the way a little.
Let's talk
okay.
about IMDb Pro, guys.
Okay.
Or IMDb?
IMDb and IMDb Pro.
Do you guys have IMDb accounts?
Yes, pro and regular.
Do you have an IMDb account?
Mm-hmm.
I do not have an IMDb
what?
Account.
Why?
I don't know.
You need to get one.
Okay, you need to tell me
but
about why
you...
I need to get one. This is not a setup, guys. I really don't know.
Okay, here's why you should have
this
one.
This podcast is brought to you by IMDb.
All right, I'll give my two cents.
Isn't it like
money,
a subsidiary
though?
Of like Amazon?
It is.
And,
is
it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, delightful.
Amazon.
There you
so
go.
So Amazon, if you would like to sponsor this podcast and give us some special code people can type in at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon
that'd be good.
Never does
yes,
shit like
they
that.
Do.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, tons of podcasts.
Really? On
oh,
Amazon?
Yeah.
They give Amazon codes for discounts? I got to start listening
like,
more.
Like, you would type in, like, High Energy Listening or...
Yeah.
And then you get what? 10%
off? H-E-L. And then, no, our listeners would get whatever.
Get
percent
what?
Off.
What do they get?
A percent off.
Oh, that'd be good. We could get more listeners.
Actually,
that way.
Okay,
I don't
guys,
really know though.
If
anybody
is listening to this and you get a podcast code from
no,
Amazon
or
something
we
else,
maybe
tell
get...
me about it. I want to know.
No,
I need
no,
a discount
they...
on some Amazon shit.
No, but then maybe do we get money or?
Guys,
it's a
we...
way. It's a form of advertising. Not
it's
advertising.
Like advertising.
Can we focus
sort
a little bit and
okay.
tell me more about IMDb
okay.
and whether or not
well,
I need
so,
it?
So I guess what I mean it's basically. An online resume, but IMDb...
I know what IMDb
stack,
is.
Well, no, but they check... Like, you could feasibly make up your paper resume, and people could find out. But IMDb, you can't...
It's a little more legit.
They, like, check it. They, like,
yeah.
fact check it, and...
So
and,
why do I want an IMDb?
Well, you
account?
Couldn't just be,
well,
like, I
well,
was a principal on, like, Grey's Anatomy, and just type it in and give yourself a name. They would reject it and be like, no. So it could be like a legitimate.
Tell the truth. Did you do that once, Meg, when you first started? You're
no
like,
way.
Went to the Grey's Anatomy page. And
like,
you're like,
I was.
You typed
Suzanne
on Grey's Anatomy.
Orman. Suzanne Orman. No.
Okay.
I wish.
Okay.
No, but it is fact checked. So.
Yes.
If people are looking you up. Whatever is on there is probably a legitimate credit.
So mm-hmm. I don't really know why I need one, though.
No, but all right.
Because
when
you
start getting credits,
the
people will look
that
at that.
Have.
They'll look at that. And
sometimes they don't add you. You have to add
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, you have to add yourself. Like an agent can look at that, a casting director, just as a quick thing. Like if you don't, if your name gets mentioned, you know, they can just like look up and see what you did or, you know, if it's just, a way of doing that, and Pro actually does have other resources. Like you can look up like budgets of films, when it's coming out, casting directors who attached to it, all this
agents,
other stuff
managers,
in advanced stuff, and even there are
budgets,
some castings
yeah.
even on it, believe it or not. Have
yeah.
you ever submitted to those? I've submitted
times.
To those sometimes.
Have you ever gotten called for anything you submitted
actually
to?
On IMDb
yeah.
no, because there's not a lot. I feel it's not
really
a lot of projects,
like, I feel like
not
hosting
a lot of projects.
Things like the top
hypothetically
well,
speaking if I haven't had any juicy parts.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've had plenty.
But
I've
what,
had plenty
what
of
about the
non-juicy
roles. Parts?
Yes.
You got to have those on there, too.
I mean, like, background doesn't appear.
No,
like
don't
I
put
did.
That on there.
Yeah.
Yes. Because actually, some people do that, and it's, like, obvious. Like, you'll see it, like, for Elementary, and it'll be, like, Joe Thomas. And it's, like, EMT, passerby, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, 5,000 things in, like, one episode. And
yeah.
it's, like, I did all... And it's, like, all right, that, now you're showing that you were an extra on it, and... That is not what you should do.
So I don't know.
That's not presenting yourself as.
I.
But I mean, get it. Get it. Have, just have, you know, a profile on it. You might as well. you know, have a picture, have whatever's on there.
Yeah, I think having a picture might help.
And a bio, you can make up a bio, well, like, have someone write a bio, whatever.
Let's say you submit to something or a specific job, or you're trying to, like, get to know a casting director, an agent, or a manager, and they, like, Google you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You want, like, stuff to come up.
My
so,
website
like, a personal
comes
website.
That's good.
With pictures.
That's good that your website comes
yeah.
up.
Yeah. So, well, then, so your website comes out.
Guys, I had to make a website. You guys know about this, right? Why I go by Sarah Ruth Blake instead of Sarah
Oh,
Blake.
Yes. You told me. Because there's a porn star of the same name.
An adult film star.
Oh, an adult. Yeah. Actually, wait. But
Do
did
you
notice there are adult film stars on IMDb?
I did notice that because
well,
Sarah Blake has
films.
An IMDb and it's full.
Full of porn.
Full of adult films that she's
adult
been in.
Films. Wow.
Yeah. Do you guys look alike?
Somewhat, yeah.
Really?
Is she, like, about
she looks like
age?
You. Weird.
No, I'm younger than she is. But older. She's had work done. Hmm. I know this because I've been to her blog.
But it's strange that they put those
have you
on there.
About contacting
it's so
her?
Weird.
Oh, have
sorry.
I ever thought about contacting Sarah Blake? Yes, I have.
Sarah, this
really?
Is an amazing documentary called Sarah Ruth Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. She's not Ruth.
No,
Sarah
she's
Blake.
Sarah Blake.
Sarah Blake.
But for a long time, she owned all
or
Sarah
the
Blake
Sarah's
websites.
Blake.
Wow.
Like, she owned Sarah Blake with an H, Sarah Blake without an H. She owned, like, all the Sarah Blake websites. So, like, I had to make one that was
wow.
Sarah Ruth Blake.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm still on Sarah meeting. I'm still on this amazing doc.
Yeah.
Where does she live? Do you know?
I believe she lives out in California. Isn't that where most porn is filmed?
Yes.
Most
I think it
films?
Is. I think it is.
Not New York?
I think most adult films are in New York.
I think
or no, I mean in
a,
California.
I
mean California.
A bit of a gay male adult film scene in New York, but almost everything shoots in California.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Nevada. You know, anything goes in Nevada, I think.
Everything is legal. You're right. You can carry firearms.
I think
you can
maybe,
shoot an adult film while carrying a firearm.
You can. You can do that.
Think about it. Contact her.
We could make a doc, because I'm working on my doc.
About?
The window painter of Bay Ridge.
That, you love that guy.
It's going to be a good doc.
Too.
I think it's going to be a good one, because I the footage I shot... Not the greatest,
how many
but
minutes?
I
how many mins?
I think I want to make like maybe a mini doc, like 30, 45 minutes. But
yeah.
I definitely have not gotten enough footage for that yet. But
yeah.
I will. I will stay in touch. I will have a real sit down interview
yeah.
with the guy
mm-hmm.
and have him go through picture by picture.
And
yeah.
then are you? Oh, you're gonna just
oh, yeah.
take him to each picture.
Well, no, I have
him.
I took
it?
All of the photos. So yeah, I'm gonna like have it on a screen and have.
See,
him.
I think it'd be more
oh, I thought you meant
to
go to the place,
lots
like walk to.
I want that too. I want that too. The painting.
Painting.
I definitely want footage of him. Yeah, in the creative process, painting
yeah.
stuff. Definitely
Wait,
want.
How
a lot
are you
of
gonna
that.
Get him talking about the slides? How are you gonna video that?
I'll, you know, we'll, I don't know, be somewhere and have it on the. TV and then you know just like have him talk about each one go by each one like with an imaginary clicker that doesn't exist
okay,
so I'm like
if
next
use your clicker
I'm gonna do this
podcast. Eric just made he pants him to clicker
if people are listening to this podcast and they want to know more about this guy you have pictures up on our Facebook page or on your Facebook
not
page
yet
he's done
oh on a little bit funny.com
yes a lot on a little bit funny.com
oh a little bit funny.com
yes
let's plug my comedy website
yes
that
I contribute
been a
to
heavy
it.
Contributor to but honestly, the vast, well, you find lots of amazing signs.
Thank you.
In general, but this, these are like
that.
Window paintings.
Window
specific,
art. Yeah.
Which I must say is a pretty New York specific thing. Like,
yes.
They don't really do that in DC, Baltimore.
No? Really? Not in, no?
The beaches I go to, most places I've been on vacation.
None. Okay.
Do you think? Is this a Florida thing?
Actually, that is more of a New York thing. You're right.
Window
there's not.
Painting,
there's
like,
not
cartoons
really.
Cartoons and decorations.
There's not
like
many.
People
no.
will put up like Christmas decorations.
No, you're right.
Easter
That's
decorations,
a very
Halloween
New York
decorations.
Thing.
Talking like wreaths, garland, but
no.
they don't paint windows.
Yeah,
they could.
This is something to explore during your doc. Like, why?
I'm gonna do
why
it.
Are there paintings on windows in New York?
I know. I wanted to do research too. I did like go to like a library and yeah, look up subject. Or like info on like the history of it. Definitely, that will be included in it too. Yes,
oh.
I'm gonna make
Should
it happen.
Interested.
I'm gonna make it happen. It's gonna be the year
Hashtag
this happens.
It's happening.
It's happening.
2015 or 2016 release? Are we looking?
Well,
it's already May.
You're right. All right. The
posts,
release would probably
editing.
Would be 16, but try and film everything in this year.
Can I have an IMDb credit for your documentary?
Oh, me too. But I don't know what we would be.
Can you do production credit? We can give you like, oh, you want to act in it? It's a documentary though.
For crying out loud, Eric, help a girl.
All right, maybe.
You would be yourself.
I know, I want to be Sarah Blake. I want to be the adult film star Sarah Blake.
That might be scary, and the guy might want to paint you then. And you know how he'll paint you.
I do.
If I may say this, his cartoons are racy.
They're very
racy. The women are racy. The men, not so much.
Not so racy.
And a lot of the animals, not so much.
Yeah, but the women.
The skeletons.
No. But actually, violent. The skeletons are very violent.
Oh, very violent. Yeah.
Skeleton or knife going through the head. Yeah. Pretty violent.
But like the Easter Bunny looked fine.
Yeah. Except with the gold tooth.
The Easter Bunny had a gold tooth
and a gold chain and a gold like.
And then
bracelet.
What was he saying? Just
he said, "It's my birthday.
It's my birth. Oh, that's right.
Or no, let's celebrate my birthday. Let's celebrate my birthday."
Oh, and that was another where Eric was like irrationally.
Because then the other annoyed. One was there are two other bunnies. One said, "Let's party, guys," and the other one was, "It's my day." It's my day.
It makes sense. Let's party. It's my birthday. Was the Easter Bunny born on Easter? I mean, maybe.
Was there a Jesus involved?
No.
No Jesus, right?
Just the bunny saying it's my birthday, yeah.
Was the
Not
bunny representing
the Holy sexualized Jesus.
Was the bunny representing Jesus? I don't think so.
Representing the Holy Spirit.
I don't think so. I think it was just an Easter bunny.
Easter bunny.
What if it was
saying, let's celebrate my birthday?
What if it was like a sexy Jesus on the cross?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, let's party like it's my birthday.
Uh-oh.
But it's not even his birthday.
I don't think...
And he's you just...
Whoa, I don't think the store would...
Jesus says,
wait, what did the guy say?
Oh, I thought you were saying something about like... Never mind. I took
Jesus?
It. Yes, but
did
like
Jesus
way
just
out of
a mouse?
No, but like something about being impaled or something, and I was like,
no,
I, was
I
like,
didn't take
okay.
it there.
I thought you took it in a very dark place. Okay, sorry.
I misheard you. I was just quoting.
But no, I don't think. First
Big
of all,
Mama, I was quoting.
Yeah, Big Mama, you just a mouse.
Speedy
you're right.
Gonzalez.
But no, but basically, if it was too crazy,
no,
because actually, he has a very positive.
Criticism.
Right, outlook
right.
and like
so
also how
knock his
he
art.
Thinks about
I
art.
Just,
he's pretty a positive fellow. Yeah.
No, it is it unique. Yes.
Yes. Very.
But
unique.
I don't want to like make fun of it. But with yes. the over-sexualized,
hypersexualized. Yeah, everything is hypersexual.
Cartoon,
mermaids, cartoons,
just
any women
are funny
figure.
To me.
Very hypersexualized.
Very funny
yes.
to me.
Guys, related to that Coney Island chat, going to Coney Island possibly.
Yes.
Do you guys actually want to go to Coney Island?
I would do that, sure.
And is Margarita Island a real place?
All right, it is a real place.
Let's talk about it.
But I don't think technically it's an island. It's not surrounded by water.
Or a restaurant?
It is a bar. It's not surrounded by water on all sides. I think it's right next to
neither is Coney Island.
To Luna Park. It's right next to, which is where all the, you know, games and rides and all this stuff. Yeah, the boardwalk. It's right there.
Is Margarita Island facing the boardwalk or facing Luna Park?
I think it's facing, it's not right on the ocean.
While you were working, you went for a drink.
I did not.
What?
I did not. Because it was catered lunch and I was standing in. So there was no time. It was like,
no
literally, it was like, okay, half hour, boom, go back. And so no drinks were had at Margarita Island. But Margarita Island is not right on the boardwalk. It is, I think, facing Luna Park.
It was basically, the sign was like pointing to like a Ferris wheel and like the sky.
But no, it was pointing toward the ocean.
More,
it was pointing toward
the
ocean.
Ocean. So it almost looked more magical because it's like, it's this way.
Yes.
And then it's
just
like
a
that's why
I
took the photo.
Like it's like this mythical place.
And I wish it was really in the ocean. Goes. That would be awesome. That would, but I'm down to make a field trip to Coney Island. Also, I'm definitely down to make a field trip if I know in previous episodes to Staten Island for a Hot Topic adventure. Maybe talk to Wu-Tang Clan members.
What was it called? Richmond Town?
Yeah, Historic Richmond Town. Historic Richmond Town. But you would hate every second.
Well, no, I guess I'm wondering. I'm sure there's a historic district in Richmond. Is it so old that it's colonial? I don't
In
know.
Staten Island?
In
yeah,
Staten
it's ancient.
Yeah.
It's ancient.
No,
they
but
preserved
Richmond,
it. They preserved it.
They're saying it's from colonial times.
Yeah.
The one in Staten Island and the ones in Richmond that they're...
But they're not related at all. It's just called Richmond.
It's different colonies.
It's a totally...
Richmond Town is a New York colony.
Yeah, but it's not, that area is Richmond. It's just an area of Staten Island. Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
Richmond, Virginia.
No, it has nothing to do with Virginia.
And I'm like, that is a random connection.
It has nothing to do with Virginia.
It's Richmond.
And they just preserved the section of where when people settled there. It's like old houses.
Is it Gangs of New York-ish?
No, it is not.
It's before that, I guess. Long
is it like
that.
Turn?
It's more like yes,
have
and
you
more like
Turn. By the way,
I have not.
They filmed that in
not.
Richmond, Virginia.
I enjoyed Turn.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I've been meaning to watch it on Netflix.
I'll check it out. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Guys, this might be. I don't know. Maybe this is too much, but like there was no NDAs about this. Anyway, I was working on a smaller film this summer, and I was standing in for a female character, and the actress who's on Turn was playing that character.
Okay.
And it was like her first day on set also. And she came over at lunch.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, can I sit with you? And I was like,
really?
Principals.
Me?
What did I tell my head?
Little old me?
Principals don't sit with
me. Does she want to sit with me?
And she was like, I don't know anybody here yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And like the principal actor, let's say he was a pretty big name.
Yeah.
So he wasn't eating in that room.
He was not.
But she was eating in that room.
Okay.
And so yeah,
doesn't
she sat and had
just
lunch
eat
with me.
In the same room.
Maybe? I don't know. I don't know what
you think
his
he went
story
to his
was.
Trailer. Maybe
he's a fairly busy fellow.
Yeah, probably in the trailer. Yeah,
yeah, so he's probably.
But I mean, sometimes they do. Like you'll see the big actor eat with like the director or
other
crew
actor.
People.
I mean, maybe
yeah,
they were
at
doing
a table
that.
Together. Sure.
Yeah, but like she came and ate with me and was like so super nice and like we were
that's
hanging
great.
Out and I was
wow,
like, oh,
cool.
what are you doing? She's
awesome.
Like, well, I work on this show called Turn.
Oh, great.
And so then I watched it. I'm like, well, I'm glad she told me about it. One,
it's good.
I really like the
oh,
show.
Oh, awesome.
And two, she's so super down to earth and nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had like a great day, like not day. I had a great
awesome.
45 minutes hanging out with her.
That's a good story.
Let's call it a day.
I'm going to have to check out Turn also.
Hashtag backwards end.
Backwards end, yes.
Yeah.
Other shows I've been liking, I don't know, I'm late to the party on that one, but that Silicon Valley is good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I felt like sort of like about it first season, but now I like it better.
Yeah, it's funny.
Guys, I'm not that far along because I just got HBO now.
Okay.
So I'm really just
we will not spoil it. But
okay.
Did you watch any of it?
I've been like the second or third episode
okay.
of season one. So I'm really not that far along, but I do like it.
It's
I
good.
Think, like,
funny. Right? Zach Wood
actors.
From UCB.
Oh, shout out my
is he
improv.
From UCB?
Yes,
yeah.
He was my improv.
He's a teacher.
Really?
He's a teacher, yeah.
400, 401, what, now they change everything.
That's right.
Yeah, Zach was my improv teacher.
Cool.
Speaking of improv teachers,
shout
from
out.
UCB, did you guys see what's her name? Amy Schumer, like birth control, like fake birth control ad?
I don't think I saw that one.
Wait, no. What improv teacher are you referencing?
At the
you're
end,
making a segue.
At the end,
who's in it?
Will Hines is in
oh,
it.
Oh really?
Oh,
he's playing the pharmacist.
No, I have not seen.
I didn't
it.
See
I
it.
Like
I got
been,
the wrong
like,
Hines
trending on Kevin Will.
Unless which one moved to LA?
Will.
Yeah, it was Will. That's what I thought. Yeah,
but
yeah,
doesn't
Will
that
Hines.
Film here in New York?
It does film here.
Yeah,
but maybe it was before
wait,
he moved.
Wait, shout out Kevin Hines was one of my improv teachers.
Oh really?
Advanced study class.
Oh wow, cool.
Yeah.
Yes, but
very
not
good.
Not Will. I did not have Will. Most
cool.
of my friends did, but I did not.
But that's a great ad. You guys should. That's a great fake ad.
Okay.
And then did you also see her 12 Angry Men thing?
That's been going around the internet. I didn't see that one
no,
either.
No, but I saw the one that was like
about butts.
No.
Butts? Is there one about
yeah,
butts?
It's like a song about butts. It's pretty funny.
Is that the
it's
one
funny.
That the subway poster is for?
I think so.
That's
yeah.
such a Photoshop disaster.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not a song about butts. So yeah, it's a pretty funny song. I recommend listening. It's for season two, yeah.
Guys, do people know where I could watch?
Hulu?
Like if
you don't have Comedy Central?
I don't have Comedy Central.
Yeah,
it's so
Hulu,
do
I think,
do you have
right?
any way to watch like on demand?
Well, no,
no,
but
then you can watch it later. Well, maybe it's on.
Someone said maybe if we got Hulu Plus, we'd be able to watch the episode.
Yeah, I think Hulu Plus, because actually Hulu Plus had Broad City.
Central?
Yeah, they do have Comedy Central stuff. They had yeah. Jon Stewart, so they probably have Amy Schumer.
Why do you have to? Hulu I don't have it.
I have Hulu Plus, but actually it's a little useless. I mean, I have it now, but there was a time when we had no cable, but now we have cable, so it's kind of like redundant. It's redundant to Netflix.
How much is it per month?
It's cheap. It's like $7.99.
And that's a write-off.
Yeah. Well, I think... Oh, are you writing that?
No, I don't write that off. No.
You should write off Hulu Plus.
Well, I write off a lot of things, so the IRS is probably not listening to this, so we'll just end it there. We'll just end it there. A lot of things were written off this year, so it's okay. I still owed money, though, but not a ton. I would have owed a lot more.
How much money did you owe this year?
This year, between both, I'll tell you, between both, it was a total of $650.
What do you mean? Oh, that's it? Like
a federal and state. Both combined, I owed $600.
Oh, I thought you meant you and your wife.
We just filed separately because we would have owed even more money.
We would have owed more money. How did you guys know to file separate?
I have an accountant. We have an accountant.
And you asked?
And so the accountant,
I didn't even know you could.
Yeah, the accountant did it.
I thought if you were married,
you
couldn't. No, the accountant. It was like combined income because you lived together.
The accountant did it both ways and was like, you need to file.
They did it both ways.
Separately.
And what, you would have owed
way more filing.
That's so weird. I wouldn't even have known that.
Have you guys always filed separately?
Yes. Because you owe way more.
This year.
Really?
And you used to do it separately?
Well, we were married before.
Do you think you came out ahead or you don't know because you didn't?
Okay, so like, I don't think we did the taxes both ways. We like sort of based it on like previous year's numbers. Mm-hmm. And like basically I reduced Chris's tax burden.
Oh, okay. That works. So, that works.
Yeah. The guy was like, well, how much did you spend on X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm like, very little.
Keep good records.
I don't always know what you can itemize. Like,
well, that's what
I write off.
Accountant.
I feel like I don't
you
always.
Need an accountant. You need just like a tax person.
A tax
like,
person.
Every tax
right.
person.
Well,
is not an accountant.
No, you're right. You're right. A
no,
tax
but
person,
I need,
yes.
but someone who knows like entertainment specific.
The guy
things,
I use is
right
good.
Because good. They're weird things that you can and can't.
Yes.
Take. And sometimes some things you think you can't.
Yes.
And then sometimes someone will say something to me and like. June and I'm like, oh, didn't do that. Maybe for next year, like people be like, why didn't you deduct this? Why didn't you do this? And I'm like, because I don't know what I'm doing sometimes.
Like
and then I bring
classes.
In.
Oh, I deducted this. Yeah, I deducted this. Any kind of class, I deducted. Yeah, absolutely.
And like, if you meet with an improv group and you have a coach, you can deduct.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I've never done that deduction wise. I've done it for years in real life. All right, as thrilling as taxes are to talk about.
Taxes are thrilling.
Are
all
they
right?
thrilling?
No,
maybe
they're horrible to talk to.
To talk
it's about.
It's horrible
I mean.
To talk to taxes.
It's horrible to
you
talk about.
You make fun of me when I misspeak.
All right,
like, you
all right.
jump on it so right. hard. Like
I misspoke. I did.
Well, and
you can't
I
talk
said,
to
what
taxes
was the one
about?
I said? I accidentally said.
A sunshet? What's a shit? That's not even a word.
It's not. I misspoke.
I didn't know. I thought
create...
you were calling it Sun Chip Park, which is not a
no,
real area of Brooklyn.
Clever, and I wasn't.
Sun Chip Park, Brooklyn.
No, Eric gives me too much credit. Plan. He thinks
yes.
I'm making like jokes and making made
I know,
up
I know
words
you're making fun
all
of
the
it.
Time. I'm literally just so tired. I misspoke. I meant to say Sunset Park, and I said sunshet. And Eric was like, what's a shit? A shit isn't a word. What are you trying to say? Sun chips? And then I'm like, no, Eric, I wasn't trying. I was literally trying to talk like a normal person. And I'm so tired. I like misspoke or
he was just super excited thinking mumbled. You were talking about sun chips.
I do like sun chips.
No, but
they're
you
pretty
were like
tasty.
Sun chips are delicious.
They are delicious. Gotta give it up for the sun chips.
I mean, right? Like, basically, sun chips are delicious.
That's what I was
I'm
saying.
I'm not supposed to eat them. They're made with wheat.
Sun Chips Park.
I know. It's
sun
terrible.
Chips Park. Mm.
Sun Chips Park.
Yes.
Sun chips are a perfect park food, too.
Sun
they are.
I just stopped talking about them. I like them a lot.
They are good.
A lot.
If Frito-Lay wants to sponsor the podcast, please contact us.
I don't think they're actually made by Frito-Lay, though.
Oh, they're not?
I don't think so.
Who are they
I
made
said
by?
Frito-Lay, though. You think it is
Frito-Lay? I thought.
Oh,
but...
I said Lay's, but Lay's.
Oh, maybe it is
let
Lay's.
Me,
you can
as
Google
chief
it.
Researcher. Well, I haven't all been right. doing much research.
All right. So, yeah, if Sun no. Chips wants to sponsor us, get a hold of us. We'll,
Sun Chips, please.
We'll plug your product on
please
the podcast.
Please make a wheat-free Sun
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good market.
That's
gluten-free,
true.
Right?
Well, but I think they're like their whole thing is they're like multi-grain, so they just need
they
to
But just
out
other
like
grains that don't have wheat.
Yes, I know, you guys. I just meant.
They could have
what, Meg? What did you
they
mean?
They could have rice. Rice flour.
Yeah,
really?
They could have corn flour. They could have amaranth seed. Chia Aramea. Seed.
Chia.
Frito-Lay. It is Frito-Lay. Launched yes. in. Oh, good I was going to have you job. Guess the year, but Sarah just peeked. Eric, did you see it?
I didn't see it. All right, I'm guessing.
The year they were made, created, born. It's the birthday.
It's the Sun Chip's birthday. At the Sun Chip.
You're just a chip. 89. Let's party, amigo. You're just a chip.
You're just a chip.
I'm going with 89.
They were made in 1987.
Too early.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. That's my
guess.
89
no, it was...
Final answer. 87. Final 91. Answer.
91.
Oh, whoa.
I was
going to
say that initially.
As in
1991.
All right.
Oh, 1991.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, you thought it was the year 91.
Oh, you thought it was a colonial
The year
chip.
91.
I thought it was a colonial chip. Oh. I just assumed.
No, I thought they were like
well,
ancient,
the sun,
ancient.
So.
I thought they were ancient, ancient, like Egyptian
like
chips.
Like aliens brought
like
them here.
Like 91 BC, before Christ. Like
I know
made...
what BC means, Eric.
No,
you were explaining to me very
it doesn't
slowly.
Mean
I know
Christ anymore. It means before Common Era.
What?
Yeah.
Are
that's
you
what
serious?
It's for now. Yeah. Before
I didn't
Common
even
Era.
Know that. Since
there,
when?
Eric. There.
Whoa,
in your
man.
Face, Eric.
Jesus,
in your
Meg's
face.
Getting kind of angry. Jesus.
All right, guys. Guys, here's the story. It's late, and we gave Meg a Coca-Cola.
Uh-oh.
And by gave, I mean I really heavily pushed it on her trying to get some of this Coca-Cola we had
I've
drank.
Had so many drinks
you had a lot
all
of beverages.
The times that I've come over here
I think also,
in recent days and weeks.
Yes. I think also be must be noted, I think we are sleepy. We had a nice group meal before the podcast.
Some might call it dinner.
Some might call it
some
dinner.
Some might call that meal
At
a
nighttime,
dinner.
It, might
it was
be called
a nighttime
a dinner.
Meal. Wait, but this is what I was saying. Is
so I'm
that,
a little sleepy, actually.
Yes,
from
see, that's what I'm talking about, the misspeaking. It's like words just aren't coming. You're not trying to be clever by calling it a nighttime meal. You just couldn't think of the word dinner.
A night meal.
Is that it's been staying light out longer, as it does in the spring.
Yes.
But it felt like it was light forever. It felt like we got here.
It was
we
light
sat
forever.
Outside for
it
a
was.
While. Chris
I think it was.
Grilling.
Yeah.
We were hanging out talking. We yeah. ate. We kept hanging out talking. And then we went inside, and it was still really nice, and it was kind of late. And then I was saying, I feel like I haven't been to Sarah's place in, like, the daytime before or in warm weather.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I feel
winter,
like I
yeah.
mostly come here for, as Eric calls them, nighttime meals.
Nighttime meals
or
nighttime
parties
Wait,
or
been
movie
here for
screenings.
A nighttime meal before?
Well,
we
your party, your
the movie
get-togethers.
Viewing, the movie yeah. viewing, yeah.
Your movie viewing and your awards,
the kitchen.
Award parties.
Solstice fests.
Solstice fest? What was that?
That was when there was all the drumming.
Next door.
Oh, yeah.
The solstice
oh, yeah,
party.
The garden.
Yep.
There was something going on one of the times. I think it was the first time the first time I came to get your microwave.
Right?
I was gifted Sarah and Chris's microwave because they were getting rid of one. I needed one.
Did we give you the air conditioner, too?
Oh, no, but I could use one if you have one.
We gave away our air conditioner.
I need to put in a window unit. And it's real hard to do. Like, I'm worried it's just going to fall out. So I think
yeah, yours is right on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
too.
I know.
Meg's air conditioner is going to fall out her window.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Oh, no.
It absolutely will. Well, no, that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to do it myself. I'm going to, like, call the landlord and be like, "What? You know, or can you do it? Or should
will
I get, like, a handyman?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I think if you give a little money.
Probably
though,
not. But I may have to, like, pay someone yeah. because, no, they have to, like, no.
But
no,
the landlord might.
No, but they have to, like,
might.
Really put in, like, screws and a platform.
Yes.
Like, it can't just
yes.
be that. Like, they have to secure it. There's,
really
like, laws
secure.
About this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
they can.
It's
well,
right above the street.
A high rise. It's only the second floor out of three. But, like.
But your window's right over the
yes.
front door.
Whereas, like, the other one would fall, someone. Like, yes, right. And then there are, like, real high-rises, so when you're walking down the street, air conditionings hopefully won't just, like, fall on people.
Actually, I
but
saw...
But I do need to get some... One fall?
A horrific...
Oh, my God, no, Eric, stop. I'm never going to walk down the streets now!
What are you going to say? Finish it.
Yeah, air condition
Did
fell
it
on
make
someone.
Contact?
No, you
Eric!
Saw it?
I thought you were going to say you saw one fall and almost...
Head open, but they
oh
lived.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. It was
oh
it was like
God,
I this was
Jesus.
Back this is insane.
Oh
this was like when was this? 2007. I somehow oh like God. It was that nightclub The Box, but there was that band Queens of the Stone Age playing, and somehow like I got like it was like that's like a super small venue. They would never play that. They'd play like a huge thing, and so I got like somehow got these tickets to go see it, and I was like, oh great, I'm gonna go see it. Went, waiting in line. The line's long. I'm like looking, and then all of a sudden you kind of hear this like boom and this like scream, and like there was like person, and their head was busted open, but I mean they were still like kind of conscious, and then an ambulance came.
Was cut or cut. Like it was exposed,
cut. Like it cut their head bad.
Did you see bone?
No, you couldn't see bone.
But it cut eyes right there.
But I mean I guess it was like more like maybe recessed. It was like more like here maybe.
That's
yeah.
why evolution is
but it was
eyes.
Fucked up because like it like it fell, and that was like yeah it was night. It fell at
well,
night. And that was like mega lawsuit. Yeah.
No, I mean it's real bad. Like you have to be very careful because I think people do just install them and hope that the pressure of the window.
It's not enough.
And pulling
not
it, but
enough.
It's not. And
no.
over time,
those things weigh like 200 pounds.
Yes.
They're very heavy. They're very heavy.
Did you guys know that the this is a funnier note. So the New York fire departments will go around with like their crane ladder. What's it called? You know the bucket.
Yeah.
Bucket thing.
Yeah.
The bucket
yeah.
truck.
Yeah. Bucket truck.
When there's air conditioners that are like leaning out of windows, they will drive up with the bucket truck sometimes and push the air conditioner into the apartment. Like knocking the
yeah,
air conditioner.
Yeah, to save.
Oh,
I know you
do
mean.
That? Yeah. So they are like on patrol to prevent what Eric saw happening.
Yeah.
This was like a young woman?
No, a guy. It was a guy.
Oh, well, that's fine then.
It's all right.
Who cares?
I'm a huge,
don't get married.
A huge thing.
No, but I mean, I could have feasibly caused brain damage.
Oh, yeah.
Like the weight.
Yeah, right.
The weight
yeah.
of the
yeah. Who knows?
Impact.
I mean,
the brain damage
yeah,
could be like the brain impacted.
Yeah.
On
who
the
knew?
This is like the equivalent of an anvil falling
yeah.
on someone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
IRL and
funny.
Not funny.
Yeah, not
and
funny in real life.
Way funnier.
Lots of blood.
So you saw this? Was it like in the news?
It was not. Surprising.
Oh my god, does this happen
it didn't
so
make
often?
The
does
news.
Even make the news?
It did not make the news. It did not make
that
the news.
Was
it
before the 24-hour news cycle, perhaps? 2007.
No.
It was less news.
I don't know. I don't know.
Less
somehow it got maybe
perhaps?
Covered up or I don't know. Because I mean, I don't think it was
did
the.
You tweet
here's
it?
The thing.
And it was
I don't
from
think it was the air conditioner. Yes.
Because
I think it was not the actual business's air conditioner. It was like there's apartments above the club. And so therefore it fell out someone's window up there, I guess. Yeah, that's horrific. Horrific. Yeah.
So, guys, when you install your air conditioner, because you're probably doing it about now, the time the podcast is
well,
out,
I should
be
have
sure
already
to
done it.
Balance it.
Yes.
Okay?
Use
like,
screws. Use the attachments.
Shelves.
No,
plus,
but
like,
you probably need, like, someone who knows, like, a handyman and or super and or
handy lady.
Professional.
Handy woman.
I'm sorry. Handy person. No, I don't know that you should do it yourself if you're not on like the first floor or you're not leading into like
yeah.
you could do it yourself,
a courtyard
but just do your research.
Or a
yes.
Well, I guess, but you'd have to be a handy enough person and know what the
well,
legal
new,
specifications
mm-hmm.
yeah.
are.
New required, like,
yeah, there's requirements.
We installed one last year, Chris and I will tell you, it was a pain.
Was it?
You
took
and Chris
us. Was it? Yourself? It was a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Our landlord required everybody in the building to have them because it was the law and
it was tough.
The rules. And yeah, it took well over an hour. I think it was almost 2 hours.
Wow.
Mm. But then it seemed
so
like the air conditioner
too.
Was really solid.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah.
And it was only like $20 at Home Depot.
I will
okay.
say on a lighter note,
yes.
a lot of times when I'm walking down the street, air conditioning like condensation will drip on me.
That drips all the time.
That?
All the
well,
time.
I just hope that's what it is and it's not some mystery liquid.
You just
something
hope it's not
grosser
like bird poop that
or
like hits
spits.
The back of your head and you can't see
oh,
it.
Oh, well, that has a different feel to it. That's much stickier. But
you say that
like
you've been pooped on a lot
I
by
really
birds.
I have been.
Oh, you have?
Oh,
a lot.
Birds?
I mean, I have
yes,
been
by
before.
Bird.
I have been.
Oh,
no.
Pooped
oh, no.
By
oh
bird.
My god. Oh
hashtag
my god.
Hashtag adult business.
Whoa.
By bird.
Oh my god.
Hashtag by bird.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay.
I did not see that.
Great. I know. This got dark all of a sudden. Yikes.
Sorry,
no,
guys.
Just kind of gross.
Sorry.
Sarah.
Sorry, guys. It's late. I got a little punchy.
A little punchy.
A little punchy. Because this is the first time we've gotten together in a week.
I know. A long
just
time.
Like,
yeah.
Walk 2 feet and like go home.
I know.
Because
I actually don't need to even walk 2 feet. I could just continue to sit here
on
and
this
I
couch
won't be
and fall
home.
Asleep or that spare bed.
That's Mookie's bed. No, I don't have bed.
Well, I'm in the mistake
Mookie gets
of
that
sitting.
Whole bed?
Yeah.
What a pampered little cat.
Your cats don't
I
have
feel
a
like
bed.
You were going to call Mookie at like a
I mean,
mean name.
I
no,
they don't
Mookie's
each
nice.
Have their own bed, but like you have a bed for them, right?
A cat bed or a human bed?
They have
a
cat
bed.
They don't have a human.
A full or a twin?
Oh, actually, all right, I take that back. There is a
redacted,
second.
Redacted,
right, redacted,
redacted. Redacted,
yeah, cause,
facts, redacted. Because
there is, yeah, second room. It has a small, yeah, twin bed, but we don't call that the cat bed. That's like the spare bed for guests. You
oh,
know what
guests.
I mean?
Oh, how
but I mean, the cats go on there. That's fine. They can hang out on there, but they have their own, like, cat beds, and they actually like to sleep in, like, towel baskets and stuff. Mm-hmm. They like to, like, make things their bed that are not beds. So they just, like,
well, Mookie
sleep.
Does that with, like, present boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They make their own little bed. Yeah, they love sleeping
so
in boxes. They do.
I didn't know that. That
they
was
love
an interesting
it.
Fact.
They love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cat fact.
They're called cat
fact. Yeah, cat
if
fact.
You put out empty boxes. Cats will get
they
out.
Love it
and like
they
you could literally
of,
trap
like,
one
lions and tigers and stuff laying down in huge empty boxes
oh yeah.
They love
so
it they feel like protected and safe
oh Jack yeah. Like rips them apart
guys there's a great video called an engineer's
called
guide.
Cat traps
an engineer's guide to cats
really
it's fantastic
really
we should watch it when we finish
engineer's guide to cats
an engineer's guide
all right we can watch it and discuss it maybe on the next podcast
ooh, great idea.
Ooh,
there we go
is it a doc or is it fiction
No, it's real.
It's
I hope it's not
it's
fiction.
It's put together by a lovely engineer.
It's neither.
Gosh, if he could be,
it's
if we
not
could do
fiction or
him,
nonfiction. Then what genre is it?
YouTube.
It's YouTube.
Oh, that's the genre of
like what?
Of
I don't know.
Film.
What do you call like YouTube entertainment?
I mean, I guess I just meant.
It's nonfiction.
It's,
it's
not,
real.
It
it's fact.
Facts.
It's like a
okay,
science,
well, watch it, and then
a scientific
know.
Show.
It is scripted.
Scientific.
It's definitely scripted.
Scripted scientific
hashtag
show.
Hashtag scientific.
Genre.
Scientific
scripted,
engineered cat show.
Hashtag cat facts.
Cat facts.
Hashtag cat traps.
Cat traps.
Cat traps.
Hashtag.
Tune in. For more hot topics, we'll discuss the cat engineering video. We'll discuss some other things. Leave comments. Leave any suggestions on the Facebook
just
page.
Please, somebody write something on
yeah,
our
write
page.
Some stuff on the Facebook
guys,
page. People have been downloading, which is good.
Yeah.
In
that's good.
Secrecy and silence, though. It's like they're ashamed that they're
don't
doing
be
it.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. There's nothing shameful about high energy listening. So until.
That's our tagline.
There's nothing
there's
shameful.
Nothing shameful about high energy listening.
Nothing shameful about it. Until next time, Eric Risk and.
Meg Skim.
And. All right, bye guys. Take care.